This gospel may seem a little convoluted or complicated at first, but I have to tell you, it all came clear to me many, many years ago, ironically, at another parish carnival. It's amazing how much wisdom comes from a carnival. So this is actually after I was first ordained. I was really a young priest, and I was at a parish carnival and had all the normal things that you would see, great food booths like we have here, exciting rides, great games, just a lot of people, a lot of fun. And of course, despite all the rides and the games and the food booths, there is always this pending drama of the great raffle that occurs the last thing on Sunday night. So just like here, there's a raffle tonight, at that other carnival, there was a large raffle going to happen that Sunday night. And as it came close to that time, the crowd started to gather around the stage, and I was out amongst the crowd. And there was a person next to me that I didn't know. So I just turned and introduced myself to him. Hi, I'm Father Dave. And he gave me his name almost at the precise moment that his name was announced as the winner of the raffle. It was amazing. And I tell you, he was so happy. He was so excited. He just started jumping up and down and yelling and screaming, and everybody was clapping. And as he started to walk up to the stage, I called to him, and he turned around, and I said to him, "Now remember, I am your closest personal friend." And everybody laughed at that, kind of at my feeble attempt to cash in on, a relationship that I just started. And everybody kind of understands that, because let's say if I was an old friend or if I was a family member or a relative, there might be a chance that, I might receive some generosity from someone like that. It's kind of normal for people to think about long-term relationships and how they can help them if they get a windfall like the raffle. And that concept came to me when I read this gospel, because this gospel talks about people knowing Jesus. And how is it that they know the Lord? And what this gospel says and that event have in common is that it's wonderful to have an old friend. And this gospel is inviting us to have our Lord as an old friend. But here's the meaning. You just cannot make an old friend quickly. It doesn't happen instantly. I was trying to pretend I was an old friend to this guy at the carnival, but I wasn't. You cannot make an old friend fast. You can't make an old friend quickly. By definition, it's an old relationship, and it takes time. And it really is good behavior, faithful behavior of fidelity and trustworthiness and love and communication and compassion over a long period of time. And if someone has that relationship, then you have the honor of feeling that you have an old friend. And that really is the entire meaning of this gospel. And Jesus says it very clearly. How do you become an old friend of mine? Well, amongst ourselves, we send emails or texts or we visit. But with our Lord, it's very simple. We keep the commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, as it says several times in this gospel. But let me say to you that when that phrase, keep my commandments, that's actually very easy to do. It's not that hard. It sounds exotic, commandments, but what are those commandments? To love God, to love our neighbor, and to love ourself. Who doesn't enjoy that? Who doesn't want to do that? If you think back about your old relationships, or just think back over your life, I'm sure that you will remember that the happiest moments of your life were those that revolved around the experience of love. Your marriage day, the birth of a child, when a child recovered from sickness, when you reconciled with a friend over some hurt. Any experience that was profoundly around the experience of love is the moments that we treasure the most and are the happiest. And all our Lord is saying is, do that as much as you can. I am simply inviting you to continue the relationships that bring you the most joy in any way. Now, No matter what happens at our carnival, it's over tonight. All the rides, all the game booths, all the everything comes to a close. The raffle will be around 9 o'clock. I hope that every one of you win the raffle. Of course, you have to buy a ticket. But no matter what happens, it's over tonight. The beauty of this gospel is that it continues. What our Lord is inviting us to do in this gospel will last beyond tonight into tomorrow and the next day. Every day of our life, we can have the joy that is promised in this gospel from having the best old friend of all, our Lord.